Over the past few months, tensions between Israel and Turkey in Syria have intensified, driven by divergent goals and complex regional dynamics. At a recent media event, West Asia expert Saadullah Zarei examined these developments, highlighting the rise in Israeli attacks and Turkey's political maneuvering in the Syrian conflict. Following the fall of Bashar al-Assad's government in December, Israel launched nearly 500 airstrikes across Syria in just 5 months. Zarei argued that these attacks were not merely tactical but reflected deeper Israeli concerns. Tel Aviv fears two key developments in Syria: the resurgence of resistance forces and the rise of a government aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. The former would strengthen anti-Israeli sentiment among Syrians, while the latter, due to the Brotherhood's ideological hostility toward Israel, poses a long-term strategic threat. Israel has thus aimed to dismantle Syria's infrastructure to prevent the formation of any resistance-aligned regime. Meanwhile, Turkey, which supports the new authorities in Damascus, has attempted to avoid direct confrontation with Israel. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan has assured Israel that Syria will not be used to threaten its security and has expressed readiness to offer guarantees. These efforts have been part of broader diplomatic discussions, including security talks between Turkish and Israeli officials in Baku, Azerbaijan. A planned meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev was postponed amid rising tensions, including the fragility of these negotiations. Zarei emphasized that political agreements between Turkey and Israel are unlikely to resolve underlying issues, as Israel prefers achieving its goals through military means. Despite Turkey's attempts to stabilize the situation, Arab countries remain suspicious of Ankara's intentions. The Arab League does not support any joint agreement with Turkey regarding Syria, viewing Turkish influence as problematic as Israel's. This leaves Turkey to act independently in Syria, limiting its options and influence. According to Zarei, resolving the Syrian crisis requires an internal approach. Syria cannot rely solely on external assurances from Turkey or the Arab League. Instead, it must strengthen its own military capabilities. In areas where resistance forces remain active, Israel has found it difficult to operate. Thus, building self-reliance is key to deterring future aggression. Zarei also compared the strategic objectives of Israel and Turkey. While Turkey seeks to create a pro-Ankara axis through the Muslim Brotherhood, Israel aims to keep Syria fragmented and weak. Israel's strategy involves dividing Syria into Alawite, Druze, Kurdish, and Sunni regions to prevent the emergence of a strong central government. This fragmentation would benefit Israel not only in Syria but across the region, eliminating the possibility of unified resistance to its occupation policies. Concluding his remarks, Zarei argued that with Turkey seeking influence through the Brotherhood and Israel aiming to destabilize Syria permanently, the solution lies in Syria's internal resilience. Only by rebuilding its defensive strength and countering foreign agendas can Syria hope to break the cycle of occupation and division.